Open Language 英语，
潘吉接你告诉你。
大家好，我是 Jenny， Welcome back to the show.
Hey, I'm Adam.
那上一周呢，我们说了 different ways to ask for help in English.
That's right.
就是不一样让人帮忙的这个问法。And that show was really popular.
Sure, yeah.
大家觉得 it's super practical, 非常的实用。那有很多朋友说，那别人帮你了以后怎么谢谢他们呢？
Yeah, how do you say thanks?
There are also many different ways to say thanks or thank you.
Thank you.
而且也是别人可能帮你不同大小、不同 size 的嘛。你要是感谢的那个方法也不一样。
Right.
So that's what we'll be talking about in today's show.
That's right.
那对于很喜欢听我们节目的朋友，或者你听了我们的节目觉得非常有用啊，可以到我们的微信公众号，因为呢，你看每一篇相关的推送，这些东西你也都可以收藏起来。So you have a collection, you have a record of what you've listened to, 这样就不容易忘记。那大家就到微信公众号里去搜索开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，关注我们就行啦。Okay, Adam, so let's also start with the most common, 就是最 everyday 说 thank you, 说感谢的这个方式好啦。
Sure, it's just thanks.
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 所以比 thank you 好像还要再口语一点
yeah, yeah.
是吗
Yeah, hey, could you pass me that pen? Oh, thanks.
对那我一直觉得好像我们中国人就比较客气、很讲礼仪
Yes.
We're very polite.
Very polite.
So we are a bit afraid of just using thanks. 我们其实有的时候挺怕只说 thanks, 会觉得 maybe it's not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, 就觉得是不是不够
Trust me guys, it's enough.
相信 Adam, 相信 native speaker.
Yeah, that's right. But remember, now we're talking about very small things.
对,我们说的就是别人好像帮了你一个举手之劳,对吧? So they just lift a finger.
That's
英文、
right.
也有这个说法,举手之劳,他就把手指动了一下,可能就是 like they passed you a piece、
right.
of paper, 帮你递了一张纸啊什么的。
Sure.
或者我们最近口语群
That's right.
开言的这个口语群 Adam 说群里很多朋友就一直会说 Thank you, Adam,
yeah,
thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Adam, thank you, Adam.
And you keep saying to them, it's okay, just say thanks.
Sure, yeah, exactly.
Thanks is enough,
right.
是吧 Okay, 所以最基本的是 thanks. 那 if you want to be a little bit more formal, then you can use thank you.
Sure.
你觉得 thank you 是什么样的 What kind of situations, what kind of help you received warrants a thank you?
Maybe if I'm on the phone talking to the credit card company or at the bank.
就是一些可能你出去办事然后你不认识这个人或者、
right.
也是你在办一些比较重要的事情、
right.
是吧
Yes, exactly. I don't know the person.
你不认识他不是你 everyday friends、
right.
那种。或者你说的像打电话的时候用、
right.
thank you.
Always on the phone, we're always a little bit more polite.
这倒是好像电话英语通常会就是、may I speak to,、对吧、
thank you.
Thank you, 这样的。好那我们也做过很多跟打电话有关的包括我们付费课程里面有很多大家有兴趣的话可以 去学习。好 thanks, thank you.这些都我们很常用也都会啊、
right.
但接下来的这个词呢我觉得是中文里面不太用但英文里面很常用的、就是感激
Appreciate
Exactly 这个你直接把它翻译成中文我们很少会说哦，我很感激你 Unless、it's a huge like life changing favor
yes,
they've done for you
Never heard this in 4 years
你是今天刚学的这个
Yes, yes.
But in English, it's different.
Yeah, I hear it all the time.
People say, thanks, I appreciate it.
I really appreciate it.
Or appreciate your help all the time.
Sure, absolutely.
所以这个也就是中文和英文一些不太一样的地方。你直译过来真的很奇怪，说啊，很感激你，非常感激。But in English, it simply means thank you very much.
Right, exactly.
那我觉得 appreciate 呢就是 it's a great way to diversify your speech.
Yeah.
因为如果你一直觉得用 thank you, thanks, 好像太 repetitive,
是
太重复了、你可以就把它替换成 appreciate、
yeah.
来用。别人其实是比较 everyday 小忙你也可以 yeah, I appreciate it. 还是说就是可能要比 thanks 那样的忙要稍微大一点。
To be honest with you, I do have some friends that maybe they use this for two small things,、if that makes sense.
比如说给你倒杯水什么的、然后这个时候你就不需要说 I appreciate it,
yeah.
可能是要对他来讲比较麻烦的。比如说 Adam, 你能不能下去帮我买一杯咖啡Could I trouble you to bring me a cup of coffee?
Sure. I'm thinking more about like helping you move if you want to leave your home. And,
That's a big favor. 这个帮人家搬家很大的忙。
Sure. So again, if it's a small thing, maybe you want to save, appreciate. Maybe you don't want to use it here.
But I do feel at work, especially 工作的时候、如果你的同事特别你的上级、right, when you're talking to your superior, 这个时候用 appreciate 是很好的。
Sure.
因为它很正式而且是一个很客气、很体面的一个词。
That's right.
I appreciate it. 我觉得我也经常和你说 I appreciate it.、
Yeah, you always say that. You're very polite.
是吗？你觉得我太 polite？
No, I don't mean polite in a bad way. I mean very, polite, a good polite.
因为我觉得我经常就是我常常要给 Adam 分配工作、就是要辛苦你做一些工作、对吗？所以虽然 in some ways I'm your manager,、虽然从某些意义上来说我可能是你的那个领导但是这时候你跟你的下属说其实也是很好的就是说你 respect、
right.
尊重他们的工作、
sure.
对不对、
sure.
他们的辛苦啊、So guys, for work, this word is really good、I appreciate it、
But、
appreciate your help
I've also heard Jenny say、a few other ones that are maybe a little bit less formal still
like,
very polite、
such as、
thanks a million I think you've said that once or twice
Yeah.
thanks a bunch
对，这些我觉得都是很好的，很口语 ，very colloquial，、
sure.
表达感谢的方式啊。
Right.
当然 ，the key word is thanks or thank you， 但后面我们就加了一个 like a quantifier， 像、
right.
一个数量。
Yeah.
第一个你说的是 thanks a million， 一百万个谢谢。大家听上去这个好像哦，好像程度很高 ，but it's actually very。Like I said, very colloquial,
yeah,
pretty casual.
Every day.
Yeah.
Thanks a million.
其实这个倒不是很正式的、对吧
That's right.
或者那个 thanks a bunch.
Right.
A bunch means many,、quite a few,、很多对吧、所以这个和 thanks a million 都差不多。但我觉得 thanks a million 比 thanks a bunch 那个程度更加的高一点。
Right. I just gotta say one thing though, guys. A lot of you have studied this word heaps.
H-E-A-P-S.
Right, which basically means a bunch. But,、
yeah.
but the, I don't think that we've all studied the usage of it. I think in our minds,、maybe we're thinking that it's the same as a bunch or a lot.、So you could say, thanks a lot.Right.
Can you say thanks heaps?
Thanks heaps, no. But I have heard that even just this week, someone said thanks heaps.
Is it?
And in my mind, it sounds like I'm saying, thanks Jenny, or thanks Diana, or thanks heaps, like it's someone's name.
Okay.
Thanks heaps.
所以就 thanks heaps 不要用 但你刚刚说 thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
对，这个呢，我觉得 be careful how you say it.
Yeah.
特别是对于美国人。
Yeah.
我记得以前我跟 Jason, 我们以前的主播做过一期节目，然后他就跟我说，很多美国人会觉得 thanks a lot 是那种。It's like thanks for nothing.
For nothing.
就是你是帮倒忙。
Yeah.
就是主要是语气的把握
right.
Your tone of voice.
Right. So listen to this for a second, guys. Thanks a lot. Or
对这个态度就
Yeah.
不是很好对吧
Thanks a lot. Jeez.
对对你就会发现很多美国人他们 They'll use thanks a lot in a very sarcastic way.
Right. Exactly.
When they're actually expressing some kind of anger. 对吧
Yeah.
好 那我们今天说了很多表达感谢的方式啊。最后呢 ,we want to leave you, with a few ways to reply to someone's thanks.
Right.
那当然会 you're welcome.
You're welcome, yeah.
或者我以前在澳洲澳洲人特别爱用的是 no worries.
No worries, yeah.
No worries, mate.
Nice, oh, I love it.
Nice. No worries, mate.
Awesome.
还有什么 Adam?
We got, don't mention it.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I feel this is a bit like, 不要客气,你别那么客气,对吧?
Yeah.
因为 to mention 就是提,提起一件事。So if you say to someone, don't mention it, 就是哎呀,一点小事,别提了,就是不要那么客气啊, don't mention it.
Right.
Another one I like is...No sweat.
Right, no sweat, or it's no sweat.
It's no sweat.
Or it was no sweat.、Yeah.
对，就是区区小事，就帮了你一个小忙，不用老是说谢谢。这个 no sweat 就是没出汗，不出汗。
Right, right. It required no effort
对
for、
就是、
me to do.
对我来说就是举手之劳，我连一滴半滴汗都没有出帮你，所以你就不要那么客气 don't mention it. Right.好，那我们今天又一集非常实用的潘吉杰尼告诉你，希望你会喜欢。那觉得有用的话呢，就到微信公众号把这篇推送收藏起来，也可以转发给其他你觉得会对他有用的人。Maybe they will say thanks a million to you. 好，那在新的一周呢，我们也会继续带给你非常实用的双语脱口秀，还有全英语的付费课程。端午节马上要到了、所以我们下一次的节目就会讲端午节、不要错过。好，那如果呢你跟我们的节目建立起了学习英语的兴趣和信心，想要更好的来提高自己英语的话呢，可以到我们的微信公众号先免费试用一下我们的付费课程，试用以后你喜欢呢，在公众号也可以直接升级账户，一年学习一年的课程只需要629元。And we always enjoy doing these shows. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.